This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM from BetQL.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, and Aaron Hawksworth here with you for our lightning bets. You know, it's funny, Joe. We have had a jam-packed show here. Jam-packed. We had Rick, we had Kenny, who are both fantastic, as per usual. And somehow we were able to carve time out to hear about Jake's moving. And we also still haven't figured out what to do with Blake Snell. But we didn't make time for Monty Williams getting paid, new head coach for the Detroit Pistons, making more than $70 million over 6 years. Tom Brady came out with an interview basically saying, I am retired. I'm not returning to play football. I'm not going to play quarterback for the Raiders, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of other sports news we didn't get to. And we still don't have any resolution with Jake and Blake Snell. We do have six pitchers listed for our list of losers for June. And in case you missed it, we've added Sandy to the list, but we have Taillon, Alek Manoah, Lance Lynn, Kyle Muller, and Jordan Lyles. I suppose we have six, so we're fine now. But do we have any resolution here? Have we figured this out?
I think we've figured out the LOL rotation. And I know on the tweet, for engagement purposes, Paul is going to list Sandy first. So then it's going to look like we're saying that Sandy's the worst pitcher in Major League Baseball. So that'll be quite entertaining. And yeah, you mentioned the coaching movement. We barely talked about Nurse Toffoli the other day. A lot of big stuff going on. And the Suns still don't have a head coach. Toronto has not replaced Nick Nurse. So we'll see if anything happens there. But Monty got paid, man. He doesn't need to deal with the drama in Phoenix with some of those players, and he's going to hide out in Detroit and make $79 million. Wow. I believe, there's one player on his team that makes more per year than him. Only one.
Most lucrative contract for a coach, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. Impressive.
More than $70 million. Ridiculous.
That's an upgrade. We'll have to look back. I think Adrian Griffin from Budenholzer's an upgrade, I think. So that's what we were wondering with a lot of these. Did they upgrade? To Nick Nurse from Doc? That's an upgrade, right?
Yeah, it's an upgrade. I mean, I think it's dangerous to sort of just assume generic things about coaches, saying, okay, he was okay, but now you're getting someone really good. I mean, coaches, you know, part of it very much is culture setting, but some of it is also specializing in key things. I think with Monty Williams, the whole deal there is you got to turn Cade Cunningham into a superstar. You have to be able to do that. And he worked a lot with Chris Paul. And so I think that's kind of how that connection came together. But hey, look, if he can turn Cunningham into one of the great players in the NBA, then he's done his job. He's worth the value there. And Detroit suddenly becomes a playoff team.
Yep, for sure. Mm-hmm. Right. Where are you starting as far as today goes?
Where am I starting as far as, all right, so we're going to start on the diamond here. Max Scherzer on the bump for the Mets going up against the Phillies. Scherzer has to have a good slider for him to be effective out there. And one man who can hit the slider really well is Trey Turner. So I'm going to go over 1.5 bases for him at plus 115. And in a way, I am tailing Kenny here. Reds, Red Sox under 5, first 5 at minus 120. Good pitching matchup there. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game, at least in the early going. And then for game one of the NBA Finals, I'm going to do an alternate spread for the Nuggets, -14.5 at plus 180.
Woo!
It's entirely possible that game one gets out of hand. And, I mean, you could move this, you know, more if you want to, but 14.5, I feel good as far as that's concerned. So plus 180, I like the value there. So at least 5 possessions. And then Caleb Martin over 2.5 three-pointers at plus 120. I don't consider this much of a hedge, but if Miami is down big, then Martin is going to have to hoist from deep several times, and I expect him to get at least 3 of those, Joe.
All right, perfect. I gave out Nuggets -8.5 yesterday, and I believe BetMGM's the only spot that still is holding on to that number. I find that interesting. Nuggets, 4-2, and a Jokic MVP is nearly 5-1. So if I can combo any Nuggets series victory and get a Jokic MVP and the price increases, I've got to jump on that. Plus 480 for that one. You know, if you look at Jokic versus Bam over the last couple of years, and that is in, I'd say, more limited time. Last couple of years, they've matched up 4 times, 34 minutes per game. But Jokic has averaged 24, 14, and 9. So now put him at 40-plus minutes. What's he going to do? I'm not scared of the PRA. I'm not scared of over 50.5. When it comes to Jokic tonight. So certainly going to play that. And we talked about why you should take a look at it. The statistical categories, the three-point winners made is the one to jump in on where maybe you can find some value. And you guys threw out Martin, but I'm going to go with Strus. I expect Miami to be trailing throughout the series, and there has been games where he gets a lot more run. And the value, I just couldn't look away. It's 21-1. For Strus to have the most made threes in the series. So a bit of a long shot there, but that's where I'm taking a shot.
All right, sounds good. I will be on Nuggets first quarter -2.5. That's just like, you know, 3 points, 3-4 points, couple of possessions. They got this. They're at home. They got the rest. Maybe Heat come out a little sluggish. So I'll be on Nuggets -2.5 first quarter. And the Aaron Hawksworth, just for funsies, play of the day. Jokic. This is so on brand for me. Ready for it, people?
Yeah.
Jokic to record a triple-double in every game in the series, which is only going to be 4 because they're going to sweep. It's 18-1.
Nice.
Wait. Yes. So what's the bet? Jokic... triple double
to record a triple double in each game.
I actually think that's possible.
I mean, he averaged it in this series. Yeah, last series it hit in all but one. So,
was it game 3 or game 4 where it did not hit?
3.
Because it was Yeah, because he had crushed it in the first 2 games, and there was like a boost out there for a Denver win or. And Jokic triple double,
yep.
And everyone betted, and of course it didn't hit.
Yeah. That's it for me.
That is
no baseball.
Fun.
Basketball
like
is back.
I'll hit the diamond. Chris Bryant. Incredible history against Davies today. 52 at bats, hitting .346, a couple of bombs. So we will go. 2+ and 3+ total bases. I guess the lightning bet. Let's get weird. 3+ total bases at +260. We'll also play the home run at 6-1.
Nice.
All right. I'm going to do my bets before we circle back to the Blake Snell shenanigans, fiasco, whatever you want to call it.
Shenanigans.
I'm going to start with Hunter Green over 6.5 Ks. Red Sox don't strike out a lot this year, but Hunter Green's on such a heater where it just might not matter. This, like his last couple starts, 11 Ks, 10 Ks, 8 Ks against Colorado and the Yankees, teams that also don't strike out a lot. So Boston, like Kenny mentioned earlier, their offense has not been nearly as good as it was at the start of the season. So I'll take Hunter Green on this heater over 6.5 Ks. I'm going to go Mark Canna, plus 195 for 2+ total bases against Taiwan Walker, who is washed and bad. And Canna's actually been on a heater last couple weeks, 333, 462, 476 over the last 2 weeks. So I'll take 2+ total bases from him. I might be a moron here, but I'm going to back the Padres on the first five money line. Joe Musgrove might have turned a corner in his last start. 6 1/3, 1 earned run against the Yankees, who had a top three offense in all of May. Spin rates are up across the board. His velocity kind of stabilized in that start against the Yankees. I'll take the Padres first five money line. I'm also going to go with the Guardians first five money line as dogs. I'm going to tell Tanner Bibee. He's been awesome as a rookie. He hasn't allowed more than 2 earned runs in the start, except for one. Pablo Lopez has been good, but he's been really up and down and has a couple rocked starts against the at home. So far, he got rocked against the Nets and the Royals, two bad teams. And then the Jake Kasan, just for funsies, home run play of the day. Jeremy Pena is plus 560, two homers in his last five games, hitting 353 over that span. And he has good history against Detmers, 4-for-7 with a double. And I have a couple bangers for futures for college baseball. I'm going to start with one that's not a total long shot, but a decent price. 9-1 for Florida. They're the second overall team in the tournament. They've been awesome. They were amazing at home. They're hosting a regional. They could get to the super regional. They were really good on the road and at neutral sites as well. And I just don't think they have that bad of a path here. So I like Florida at 9-1, and they avoid the curse of being the number one overall seed. And another one that's a bit more of a long shot, Clemson at 25-1, went into the postseason, 16-game win streak. They have a rookie manager, which is kind of scary. First-time guy in the playoffs or in the tournament, whatever you want to call it. But when you're this hot at the end of the season, that matters. They feel great. And I kind of like their path, too, hosting a super regional as a top eight seed. Obviously, they have to get past this regional. But there's nobody super scary except for Tennessee, maybe in their current regional. And after that, nobody really is a huge, you know, favorite or huge monster team. So Clemson at a long price, I kind of like.
Yeah. I asked Ben Upton about them yesterday. I'm like, why aren't they getting respect? Everybody has them top three team, and by far they have the best number.
Yeah. I like them a lot.
Well, mm-hmm. Question.
Yep. Also,
will
also
they have to get Florida? Do they have to get past Florida to get to Omaha? They don't, obviously, right?
I had it written down and I lost it. I don't think so. They're on LSU side, though. They're on the LSU side of the bracket, which is okay. Which I also looked at LSU too, because they were far and away the best team coming to the season, and at the end they kind of just died out. But they have so much talent where if they just flip the switch for the tournament, they could cruise. But I'm obviously choosing to go
terrible number for LSU.
Yeah,
terrible.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Everybody's clutching those priors. Okay, Blake Snell, what have we agreed on?
So there's people that say that since Blake Snell's next start is against the Cubs, that I'm going to run away and use that as an excuse to say, well, no, he's going to pitch well. You know what? I'll go with the Cubs. I'll say that. So if Blake Snell has a good start in his next start, I will attempt. See, mine doesn't, it doesn't grow straight. My beard goes out, but we'll try. We'll go all the way. We'll go for the whole thing.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I just
I feel
it's
like it's
not
either
like
mustache now. Yeah, it's either mustache now or Fu Manchu after one more start. So what? I will let's roll
Fu Manchu,
with a shot at
Fu Manchu adjacent. Fu Manchu adjacent.
Fair enough. Okay, it's a cousin. Thanks for watching and listening to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. For those listening, next up is Jim Rome. For those watching on Twitch and YouTube, stay tuned for the Daily Tip. Take care, everybody.
Hey, it's Aaron Hawk.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.